Hey, it's Hitch, producer for The Morning Cruise, and this is your Morning Cruise replay for Monday, August 28th. All eyes are on Houston today as they continue to deal with the damage from Hurricane Harvey. Dave spent a few years working in Houston and shared what it's like there.
This is actually very similar to what happened during Tropical Storm Allison, which came into Houston the same day I did, and then just sat there. Houston sits kind of low. It's far enough away from the coast where you think that flooding wouldn't be a problem like this, like maybe Galveston. But because of the canals and other things that happen right there at the city in the low point, then this is where you start to see things like overpasses, where the water has almost reached the overpass, exit ramps that are going down into what looks like a lake or a river now. A lot of people stuck on the interstate, people walking into the water with the interstate behind them. This is what happens because of the way Houston is built.
And watching last night before I went to bed, and then even this morning watching while I was getting ready, just what happened overnight. And, you know, they said the winds are not the problem. They said it's the water. They cannot take on any more water. And they had a couple of people on who had evacuated from Houston. And they said it, and I didn't know this, but they said it drizzles in Houston and it's flooded. But just last night from this morning, they opened up some of the dams. Some of the dams they had to open up so downtown Houston would not take a hit. But what's so sad about that is the neighborhoods that are in the path of where this water flows to get the water to flow away from downtown Houston, there's neighborhoods there, and they basically said, the National Guard said, you are going to flood, like you're going to flood, but there's nowhere for them to go. So they're sitting there knowing that the waters are coming.
And there's nothing you
can
do.
And the governor and the mayor both said the worst is yet to come. But when you see the images of all of these people being rescued off their rooftops, it honestly, you know what it reminded me of? Katrina. It reminded me of Katrina when we flew into Katrina, Dave, you and I did.
It's very similar. There were people that were
on the rooftop.
Because they get to the attic trying to get out of the water in their house. And then there's nowhere to go, and you cut a hole in the roof. And
well, the last number I heard for the death toll was five, but it's probably going to go up, and that's a sad reality. Let's pray not.
The National Weather Service had to add an additional color on the radar map to show the rain in inches. They had to add a color.
A year's worth of rainfall in a couple days.
That's right.
South Houston got hit hardest first, and then north of Houston, the Woodlands, Conroe, where my son lives, started to get hit. He's actually, he was at a wedding this weekend in Ruston, Louisiana. I think he's probably still in Ruston, can't get home yet. Has no way to tell whether or not his house has been affected even.
The images coming from Houston are absolutely incredible. And for one TV station in Houston, they had to pull off the impossible to keep their viewers informed.
There was a reporter from the TV station KHOU that was live covering part of the flooding. And the studio basically was being evacuated while she was live. So for the longest time, she was just out there. They threw it to her, and then they had to leave. She's just out there covering on her own, talking about what she can see and what's in front of her. And there's an 18-wheeler with a driver stuck on the interstate, the water coming into his cab. She's talking about it live. The rescue folks hear her and then arrive on the scene to get him out of the truck. The station then went to what they call color bars, which is basically when they just put the test pattern up so they could evacuate and try to get to higher ground and come back on the air. There's also a picture that has gone viral from around Corpus Christi, just south of Corpus Christi. Otis the dog. Have you seen it? Otis is a golden retriever mix, and the picture is him walking away from the floodwaters, carrying an entire bag of dog food. And the lady that snapped to the picture said, must be a Texas dog because he can survive without help. But he is a golden retriever mix. He's okay, but sure enough, he knew it was time to leave, and he knew he needed his food. So
I mean, this would be like going through a war zone, and just imagine the basic necessities that you count on every day not being there. So there, the picture I think that Carmen that you might be thinking of, one we talked about earlier about that nursing home, retirement center.
That's one where the senior citizens are, they're sitting in like waist deep water, just sitting there waiting for rescue. That was one. And mm-hmm. then just broke my heart. And then the one that was just gave me chill bumps was the one of trucks just lined this country road, and every mm-hmm. single one of them, we're talking just citizens like you and me, and every single one of them, they're pulling a little boat. They're all lined yeah. up to get to Houston to use their own personal boats.
Yeah. A little over a year ago when Louisiana flooded mm-hmm. and they had what they called the Cajun Navy.
Yeah.
They're headed to Houston.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. A lot of folks headed to Houston with relief yeah. efforts from Florida and Georgia. Yeah. If you're among them, thank you for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. We've got some links to the relief organizations that are already on the ground in Houston if you'd like to help out. But we've also got some relief needs happening in our listening areas in Florida and Georgia. Much of the southwest Florida area, south of Tampa Bay, dealt with flooding as well due to some of the tropical weather coming through the area because of Hurricane Harvey.
Sunday morning, I'm sitting in church waiting for worship to start. We're praise band is in place. We're tuned up. We're doing a quick rehearsal. Our percussion guy is not there. And during a quick break, I checked my phone, and you'd have sworn he was in Houston.
Hmm.
He couldn't get out of his neighborhood because of flooding, and the waters were rising.
This is kind of familiar. I couldn't even get to church on Sunday morning. I'm looking at radar pictures right now for the Venice, Port Charlotte, Northport, Punta Gorda area, and there's strong storms moving through that area, and it continued medium to light rainfall over the Sarasota-Bradenton area just south of Tampa mm-hmm. Bay
for the next couple of days,
where it was like we were getting, you know, the it felt like it was part of Harvey. It wasn't.
I know.
It's just this tropical moisture that's over. In fact, the Atlanta area could be affected by this in the next couple of days by not the same system, but a system out over the Atlantic. So this tropical weather is crazy. And of all things, you know, we're traveling all over the place for backpacks last week and this week, going all over Florida last week, all over Georgia this week. And then to have to call home and to ask, you know, for Kimberly to say, should the kids go to school today because mm-hmm. of this
right.
stuff?
I mean, Houston is all in the news, but there are parts of our listening area that have also had to evacuate because of flooding.
We have someone that we know well who's, they've already lost their home.
And they're not far from the studio, which freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah. My brother and sister-in-law had a car completely flooded, and we had water in Grady's car. Just a little bit.
We're at the
crazy.
Height of it. This time, second, third week of August mm-hmm. through about the second, third week of September
is the peak of hurricane season.
So, goodness gracious. Crazy, crazy. But yes, keep everyone, folks in our Florida listening area who they're getting pounded right now.
I mean, it's nothing compared to what they're going through.
Not.
But it brings
but
it
Houston,
brings you that much closer because you think if it's causing this much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going through out there in Houston?
It's terrible.
While our relief concerns in Georgia aren't weather-related, we're praying for great weather tomorrow as we will be out and about collecting food for kids in need. Our Be Joy Backpacks program is designed for kids whose families can't afford to fill their homes with food. The charities we're partnering with will be using the food that you bring us to supply these families with food for the weekends until they can utilize the free lunch programs at school during the weekdays. We've created an acronym around the words Be Joy to give you an idea of what to bring. And in exchange, you'll get a Joy FM backpack.
B, boxes of cereal.
Yep.
E,
individual sizes.
Yes. E, easy mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
J, juice boxes or Jell-O.
Joy.
O, oatmeal. There's got to be something better for O. And then Y.
Not olives, though.
Y would be your choice.
Yep.
Anything that's non-perishable, that's where the ramen noodles often come in, mm-hmm. things like that. I'd say Vienna sausages. It's actually on the shopping list, and Carmen turns her nose up every time.
Peanut butter crackers.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. And I probably should do this off air, but I will say, talk about throwing down the gauntlet. Our team that went out last week, we had said, let's stage some of the food just for good PR pictures.
Right. And telling stories.
Yeah, not for PR to say, oh, look what we did. It's to show people, hey, this is what our listening family does. And we have a lot of companies and food businesses that want to donate things. So it's really to tell the story, strength is in service. Show how strong it is so more people will help and give. And I tell you what, our team last week, they got a little competitive with the whole staging of the food.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be curious to see some of these, how the food is stacked.
Don't put that pressure on me.
Oh, come on. I loved it.
All mine was in bags, and we just did the best we could.
Well, I didn't say everybody. I said most everybody.
We had a ton of food.
You got another chance.
Wasn't pretty, though.
Tomorrow from 4 to 7. You can do better.
Finally, if you're a writer, there's a contest you may be interested in to help spread the gospel throughout Japan.
There is a newspaper called Kirisutu Shimbun.
Mm-hmm.
It's Japan's premier Christian newspaper.
Oh.
They have started a contest. They're looking for people that would write light novels that involve Christianity, that explain Christianity or have Christian characters. In fact, it's not the first time they've done this. They actually combined Christianity and what they call the otaku culture
mm-hmm.
with an anime-style character called Puritan. The schoolgirl in pigtails who is the personification of Puritan Christianity.
Interesting.
So they've done this before. They're looking for things like, for example, you might have a book entitled, "At First I Was Going to Be a Carpenter Like My Mom's Boyfriend, But Lately I've Been Thinking of Dying for Humanity's Sins Instead." Which would be the story of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
The smaller sort of nickname for the book might be Moshitsumi,
mm-hmm.
which is maybe sins.
Huh.
So they've started this contest, a publisher looking to start Japan's first Christianity-themed light novels. They're going to be taking submissions from September 1st to December 31st. And they say that since some of the popular common themes in these novels are things like reincarnation being used as a plot device,
mm-hmm.
shut-in characters being used as a plot device. They're saying, why not find a shut-in that retells the story of Jesus or resurrection and miraculous emergence from a tomb
mm-hmm.
to a culture that's already sort of open to the ideas.
It's very interesting because Christianity, at least as far as I understand it, of course, is not a dominant religion in Japan.
Exactly.
It's very much a minority. And somebody's obviously thinking here about how to reach out and speak a language that the culture
right.
can understand some of these biblical themes and Christian ideas through art, through...
Through a particular type of art that is
right.
extremely popular with a segment of the culture. So it's interesting that they're sort of holding this contest to try and, in some ways, start a movement.
Wow.
That's it for today's episode of the Morning Cruise Replay. Please continue to keep the people of Houston, Southwest Florida, the hungry in Georgia, and Christianity in Japan in your prayers. We'll be back with you tomorrow as we get all geared up to be joy to those in need around Georgia. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on the radio. This is the Morning Cruise.